Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A blessed evening to everyone. My name is Charmaine, and I welcome you to the Way of Life program. I think this topic is very timely for many of us at this time. I'm speaking from Philippians. Philippians 4, chapter 6 to 8. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. This scripture is a command from God not to worry about anything. Worry is disobedience to God, and disobedience to God is sinning against God. And when we sin against God, we align ourselves with Satan and allow demonic activities into our space. Therefore, the devil now has a place and a space which he can operate from because we have allowed him in by worrying. Worrying about anything means all things, no matter the situation or circumstance, big or small. Wrapped up in worry comes fears, anxieties, depression, sadness, and insecurities, insanity, all of which is against the nature and characteristics of God. Worrying also represents us trying to do or figure out situations in ourselves, by ourselves, without the help of God. And the end result is clear by the emotions and experiences listed above. So when we choose to deal with various situations and circumstances on our own and not involve God, meaning placing it entirely in his hands, placing it in his care, we have now given the enemy, which is our flesh, and the devil, a place in our thoughts and emotions to be expressed in words and deeds. Good news! God has given us the remedy to be free from worry. He says, instead of worrying, pray about everything. Tell him what you need. And when we pray, we are having a conversation with God, the holy, righteous, just one, who sees all things and knows all things. Just meditate on that a bit. He sees all things. And he knows all things, who is wisdom and knowledge himself. So we have a conversation with God about the things that lay heavy on our hearts. And after we are done talking and releasing everything to him, the next step is to thank him. Thank him for all he has done. Bring back to remembrance the good and wonderful things God has done in your life, past and present. And let this be your meditation. Let it consume your thoughts. Let the praise erupt from your innermost being as you remember all the good God has done and continues to do. What this does is shift the atmosphere from one of doom and gloom to one that the Holy Spirit is able to dwell in without being grieved. The angels rejoice because now they can faithfully carry out any assignment given to them by God in your life, as your heart of thanksgiving to God is being heard and felt. Thanking him is a requirement in this process to move from that place of worry and self-demolition to a place of experiencing God's peace and reigning in victory over the schemes of the wicked one to keep you in that place of bondage and darkness. And I use that word self-demolition because we sit down, we start to condemn ourselves and go in places we shouldn't be going. And that's definitely not necessary because it takes you into that place of depression and oppression and suppression. And that is not a place that we are to be. It's not the nature of God. It's not where we are required to be in this new life, this new creation life. So as stated earlier, to enter into experiencing God's peace, we first have to cultivate a heart attitude of thanksgiving, which flows from the proper heart response to God. And what he requires of us in this process to be free from any kind of worry. This peace is God's peace, which means it is the true peace, the only peace. And he longs for us to experience his peace because he is peace itself. He doesn't have peace. He is peace. And because we have him in our lives, we have peace. God's peace exceeds anything we can understand with our natural minds. And because we know that God is perfect and purposeful in all he does and says, we can trust him with everything, knowing all things will work together for our good and bring honor and glory to him. God's peace is full of protection for those who choose to obey his requirements in this process. The verse says, his peace will guard. The word guard as a verb means watch over in order to protect or control, protect against damage or harm. And the word guard as a noun, a person who keeps watch, especially a soldier or other person assigned to protect a person or to control access to a place. So we can also say, God's peace will protect our hearts and minds from being contaminated, damaged, or cause harm with anything that doesn't bring honor to God and glorify him. His peace is a guard for us, a guard for our hearts and minds, from which expressions come from. Whatever is in our heart, whatever thoughts we choose to dwell on, will eventually be seen, be heard, be expressed and be experienced by everyone in our space. So, it is important to know that we have the power of free will to choose to obey the requirements given in order to experience the peace of God. Therefore, we must choose wisely because our decisions will bring a result of victory or defeat. All the good, security, rest, peace that God wants us to experience in this process can only be had in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must be born again of the Holy Spirit by believing and receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and allowing his life to be expressed in and through us. This is what it means to live in Jesus Christ. It requires a total surrender from us, giving our life over to him and allowing him to have full use of his vessel. It is only then we will have access to experience the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, because now God's life will be expressed and experienced in and through us. Lastly, it is integral that we keep our minds fixed, secured, rooted, focused on things that are true, which are things of God because he's truth. Things that are honorable and right, pure, lovely and admirable. Things that are excellent and worthy of praise. All these things speak of who God is, so the more we know of God, the journey in the process gets easier because we are to remain focused on him and all that he is and represents, because it is only in him we can experience true peace. That word ministered to me, and I trust it did the same to you. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net. look for that podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.